This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Unger Report predicts trends for the new year. First, this on Mondays. We talk about politics with our partners at Slate Magazine. Joining us today is columnist Will Salatan. Will, there's this lingering argument over the weekend about whether Christmas is under assault or not. A lot of conservatives say it is. This is what, a leftover from the ill feelings of the presidential race?
I guess so. You know, this is extremely odd, Alex. I'm hearing two completely different messages from Christian conservatives after the 2004 election. One is that they just demonstrated their amazing political power by reelecting President Bush and giving him his margin. And the second message is that they're a horribly beaten, besieged, oppressed religious group. All this stuff about Christmas seems very strange to me. I hate to be cynical about it, but it sounds like the sort of thing that one does when one has just won an election and one is trying to mobilize one's supporters and get them fearful of something and convince them that they're somehow under threat. I'm not seeing it. I'm really not seeing Christmas under threat. I think this is a manufactured issue.
How about this school board in Dover, Pennsylvania, voting to force the teaching of so-called intelligent design theory alongside evolution? This is the theory that says some intelligent force, presumably God, designed the world and then set it on its way, and off it goes. Are we heading into an even more charged era of religious political battles?
Well, you know, this is an issue where I think the other side, sort of secular liberals, misunderstand and are misrepresenting what's going on. Intelligent design is not old-fashioned creationism. And yes, you can get all excited and worked up about, you know, the religious zealots are taking over school districts. But actually, if you look at the data, by and large, this is not happening around the country. What's actually happening is people putting stickers in textbooks that says evolution is just a theory. Well, gosh, you know, people who believe in evolution say it's just a theory. It is, after all, the theory of evolution. And the intelligent design movement cannot say, does not say, you know, God created the earth in six days or whatever. It basically says you cannot necessarily account for everything in the world on the basis of pure chance. Perhaps an intelligence designed this. They don't call that intelligence God. I think that intelligent design represents basically a surrender by religion, that religion is admitting that it has to make its case in scientific terms, and in doing so has to water down what it says to match that.
President Bush said last week that he's going to renominate 20 judicial candidates who'd been blocked by Democrats in his first term. He's going to send those nominees back up to become judges again, he hopes, in his second term. What do you think this signals about the agenda for the second term, especially with the continuing questions about the health of Chief Justice Rehnquist?
Well, President Bush is basically trying to show religious conservatives that he is going to fight for them after this election, that he's going to return the favor that they did for him. And he's going to do that by renominating these judges, because a lot of religious conservatives care very much about the judiciary, which they see as their vehicle for restoring their values on things like abortion and gay rights. And so he's going to go to the mat for them. The problem is, numerically, he doesn't have what it takes. That is, Republicans have gained seats, and specifically conservative Republicans, socially conservative Republicans, have gained seats in the Senate, but not enough to break a filibuster. A filibuster simply requires 41 senators to stand together. What Republicans are hoping is that they can intimidate enough Democrats not to support the filibuster.
How about Washington State finally, Will? Not Washington, D.C., but Washington State. The governor's race still not really over. After two recounts, the Democrat, Christine Gregoire, now leads Republican Dino Rossi by 130 votes. But this is still going on.
Yeah, you know, Republicans can now take this to court, and they will take it to court. But they're in the very awkward position that, ironically, Democrats were in after the 2000 election. That is, the recounts have happened, and now you're fighting it out in the courts. And meanwhile, Washington State, like the nation as a whole with the presidency of 2000, Washington State has to inaugurate a governor on January 12th. So, you know, the Republicans are up against the clock, and they're up against the presumption now that they lost the recount. The irony is, you know, this is the thing that Al Gore never got because he never asked for it. This was a hand recount statewide, which by some counts, if Al Gore had done this in 2000, he would have been president and history would have been completely different.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatan. He writes the Human Nature column for Slate Magazine. Will, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you, Alex.